friend. Blink.
Our Halloween offering is back with a shocking conclusion.
Yes, from the twisted minds of your moms, we give you
Drag/Murder Part 2. We hope all of you, our amazing listeners, are enjoying this horrifying audio experience.
Featuring the talents of many of our mom family and some amazing special guests.
Now here's your warning. You can turn back now if you can't handle the spooky, kooky horror, because you are about to be thrusted back into the world of Drag/Murder.
Will you make it out alive?
Rupert's Drag Chase. Rupert's Drag Chase.
Paint your face.
May the best costumes and most expensive wigs win.
Psst. Hey, it's me, Karen, the disgruntled customer from the very first scene of the last episode. You know, the one who took over the waitressing job for free to be me, so she could go and follow her dreams of being on Rupert's Drag Chase and become the heroine of a murder mystery where drag queen after drag queen keeps getting brutally murdered on the set of a fictional television show?
Excuse me, could I get a side of aioli?
It's called mayonnaise, cunt. Anyway, as I was saying, I'd like to fill all of you fine forever dog and moguls of media listeners in on what happened in the last episode, in case you're just joining us. Actually, if you're just joining us, you should probably go back and listen to part one. I mean, that would really be strange to start by listening to part two of a two-part series, am I right?
Excuse me, miss, could I get a Long Island iced tea?
It's 11 a.m., you fucking drunk! We're not in Long Island. Anyway, as I was saying, three drag queens have already been murdered on the set of Drag Chase. Angina, the bald queen, Mary Jane Potholder, the stoner queen, and Andrea Lloyd Webber, the Broadway queen. Who knows who could be next? And who on earth could the murderer be, huh? Could it be the horse-hung cameraman who admitted that sometimes he hates drag queens? Or the chapstick lesbian producer who admitted that sometimes she hates drag queens? Perhaps the rating-obsessed host of the show, Rupert, who admitted that sometimes she hates drag queens? Or maybe it's one of the fame-hungry, bloodthirsty, overly ambitious contestants who would do just about anything to be named America's next drag stupid star.
Hey, Karen, would you stop giving a ham-fisted recap of the last episode and get back to work?
Go fuck yourself, Sal! And while we're at it, fuck me. Plot twist, I got the hots for Sal. Listen, I gotta go, okay? Anyway, enjoy the show.
Rupert's Drag Chase. Rupert's Drag Chase.
Paint your face.
May the best costumes and most expensive wigs win.
Well, everyone, we're back in the workroom. I can't believe Angina, the bald queen, Mary Jane, the stoner queen, and Andrea Lloyd Webber, the failed Broadway actor queen, are all dead. And I think it could be from murder. Three queens are dead, but there are still a bunch of us who are still alive, like the pageant queen, Sassy Pants Dubois.
I told you to keep my name out your mouth, bitch.
I'm just reintroducing all the characters for the listeners at home.
All right. You can take the girl out the country, but you can't take the country out this girl. From the legendary House of Dubois, I'm Miss Sassy Pants Dubois Onassis Dupree.
And we have the assigned female at birth queen, A. Fabby Lee Miller.
I have a vagina. Not that that's any of your fucking business.
We also have a queen who's obsessed with everything pertaining to the fall season. It's Pumpkin Spice!
I'll take my no foam latte with 4 pounds of pumpkin spice flavor, extra hot.
There's the queen who's worked on a long list of television shows, including Boston Pubic and Sex and the City, Holly Woodenvine.
Not only am I a working actor, but I also know how to buy expensive shoes. What's that? Oh, that's the sound of a slingback.
Click clack.
And of course, the sassy, foul-mouthed queen with a heart of gold, Bitch Please!
Fuck you.
And lastly, me. I'm the queen who believes in following her dreams no matter what. I'm the queen who believes that miracles are happening all around us each and every day. I'm the queen who believes ranch dressing is also a beverage. I'm the queen named Frida B. Me.
Give me a break.
Come on, girls. We have no choice but to continue on in the competition. So let's honor the memory of our fallen sisters and just go out there and kill it.
Kill it? That sounds like murder talk to me.
Oh, yeah? Well, how do we know you're not the murderer, Sugar Plum?
Girls, stop it! Stop it! Can't you see what we're doing? We're falling right into the killer's trap. Suspecting each other, arguing, pointing fingers.
And some of us aren't even wearing nails.
The point is, we've got to stick together. All six of us.
Wait, there's only five of us.
Look over there!
It's Pumpkin Spice, over there by the Adam Levine fabric wall. And it looks as though she's been strangled by a piece of four-way stretch fabric printed with Thanksgiving turkeys on it. Oh, the terrible irony.
I love this fabric so much until that deranged killer used it to strangle me. I'm dying, Frida!
Oh, Pumpkin, with your last breath, won't you please tell us who the killer is?
No. Instead, I will use my last dying breath to say this. Why doesn't Starbucks have sugar? Free pumpkin spice flavoring.
Oh, poor Pumpkin Spice. She's dead! Wait, so that proves it. It couldn't have been any of us. We were all right here shamelessly throwing each other under the bus.
She's right.
Listen, I don't give a flying fuck who the killer is. I just don't want to die. I want to at least make it to the top three and then cash in.
Me too. I want to go on Band and Boss's Work My Last Nerve tour.
Yeah, and Murphy and Peeper's The Waiter's Roast.
Wait, what is that?
It's a roast where all the famous drag queens get read for filth by people who have waited on them in restaurants. Latrine Royale, I know you love to spill the tea, which explains why you asked me for like 7 refills of your Arnold Palmer. It's hilarious.
Siri, remind me to laugh later.
Look, everyone, it's Rupert!
Good day, good day, good day!
Oh my God, what's going on?
Is everyone ready to wow me and the judges on the main stage?
Yeah, you know it, Mama.
I hope so. Remember, I'm super rich and therefore easily bored. I want to see mugging, scenery chewing, and lots of general stuntery and shenanigans. Death drops, shablams, the splits. But take it too far and I'll rip you a new one for being a self-centered, egomaniacal, overly ambitious bitch who only cares about herself. So remember, make sure I'm not bored, but don't go overboard. There's about a 16th of an inch between the two. And don't forget to use supplies, courtesy of Wanda Williams' World of Wild and Wacky Wigs, spelled with a Z, and Brokeback Mountain brand beef jerky for queens. And remember, if you can't love yourself, come on this show and let me cash in on your low self-esteem. Ain't that right, Pumpkin Spice? Hey, where's Pumpkin Spice?
She was just strangled to death.
Well, if I was Pumpkin, I would ask myself, what part did I play in my own brutal strangulation? Well, anyway, ladies, you've all got a lot of work to do and not a lot of time to do it. I'll leave you to get to work. Bye!
And we're clear.
Hey, guys, it's me, Priscilla the producer, who just happens to be a lesbian, but that doesn't really matter one way or the other.
You all heard Rupert. It's time to paint your faces so we can sell ugly underwear and overpriced vacation packages to gay men with disposable incomes but no taste. Pumpkin Spice's Rotting Corpse is actually shooting a commercial right now. We just put some sunglasses on her and plopped her in a chaise lounge in front of a green screen. I think we can all learn a valuable life lesson from that dead queen. Never give up.
Hey, Priscilla, can I ask you a question?
Puerto Vallarta.
Huh?
That's what's going on the green screen behind her. You'll be very happy to know we managed to get a homo she didn't hard cider into her hand before rigor mortis set in.
Oh, that's good to know, but that's not what I wanted to ask.
Oh, what is it? Ask me anything. I'm an open book of lesbian herstory, or perhaps a first edition of a collection of Gertrude Stein's poems.
Okay, well, this is a reality show, right? And there are cameras everywhere. It just seems to me that you would have caught whoever killed all these drag queens on one of those many cameras.
Unfortunately, each of those cameras malfunctioned at the very moment they were killed.
I see. How convenient.
You know what else is convenient? A CVS drugstore. And unless you want to work at one for minimum wage, instead of raking it in just because you were on TV one time, I think you'd better stop nosing around and asking stupid questions, Jessica Fletcher.
Who's Jessica Fletcher?
She's essentially Nancy Drew in an adult diaper.
Okay, but who's Nancy Drew?
We get it. You're all young. Like I said, all 217 cameras malfunctioned at the same time. Every time someone was killed. Perfectly normal. Now shut your whore mouth and paint your fucking man face.
Ah! Oh my God! Everyone! Over here! Over here! Come quick! Holly Woodenvine, the queen who has played a whole slew of supporting roles on various short-run TV shows, has been stabbed with an ice pick! It looks like she's dead!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
She's been stabbed with an ice pick!
Wow, an ice pick? Just like in that popular 1992 thriller Basic Instinct. That's the movie where Sharon Stone flashes her pussy. Not that her genitalia is any of our business.
Do you think Holly Woodenvine was in that movie?
I'm not that old.
Oh! Oh my God, Holly, we thought you were dead.
not dead yet, but I am definitely dying. Every scary story like this needs a good jump scare, right? Carrie White's hand coming out of the grave. Jason Voorhees coming up from a crystal lake. Lady Bunny without cosmetics.
Fuck you, whores.
Hang on, Holly. We'll get you help. Can we please get a medic out here? Hello?
Seriously? We had to bring our own light bulbs for the fucking makeup mirrors. Let's face it, this bitch is a goner.
But wait! Maybe she can tell us who the killer is.
Yes. Holly, who stabbed you? Was it Priscilla the producer?
She's shaking her head no. Wait. Now she's nodding her head yes.
She's having a fucking seizure, stupid.
Quick, she's dying! Holly, who did this to you?
Who's behind the reign of terror?
Who is the killer?
Can I have your wigs?
She's dead! For real this time.
You all saw it. She clearly nodded her head yes when I asked if I could have her wigs.
Excuse me, sorry to interrupt, but it's me, Hugh, the lead cameraman with the disturbingly large penis. Yeah. I really need you guys to stop blocking the bodies every time someone dies. Yes, by all means, get right in there. Like, get in there. But please just be aware of the cameras that you're playing to. Just make sure to cheat out so you're not blocking the dead body. See, just about everyone on this show has won an Emmy except me. And I just thought that these lingering close-up shots of dead drag queens might be my ticket to the big time, you know. Thanks. And thanks, actually, for paying attention to me and not just, you know, staring at my humongous penis in my pants. Thanks.
I'm sorry, were you?
Wait, okay. Was he talking?
Is that a,
I'm sorry, is all that I could hear was that huge ass dick.
A jar of peanut butter.
Wait, you guys. Where's bitch, please? She was just here with us, and now she's gone.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, she's probably been dismembered and put in the employee fridge next to the low-fat yogurt and the fruit-flavored bubbly water.
Or maybe she was beheaded and the killer put one of our expensive lace front wigs on her disembodied skull on the Shake and Go witch shelf sponsored by Monet Exchange.
I'm right here, you dumb cunts. It's taking a shit, jeez.
Oh, thank God you're not dead.
Thank you.
Thank God you're alive, and you just snuck away for a moment to have a severely rancid bowel movement.
Okay.
A horrendously heinous-smelling bowel movement that's filled the workroom with such a putrid stench that it's most definitely makes me concerned for the state of your insides.
Okay, bitch.
Thank God you're alive. I don't think I can take any more death and murder.
Oh, no. Look over there. It's A. Fabulee Miller. The very first cisgendered assigned female at birth drag queen on Rupert's Drag Chase. She has been decapitated, and her severed head is on a wig shelf with one of our expensive lace front wigs pinned onto it.
Oh, God, she's dead! Oh, hey, Fabby, I'll never forget you. She was such a fierce queen. She was not just an AFAB queen, but she was an AFabulous queen. She fought to represent all queens, regardless of their genitals or gender experience. Let us always remember, in the world of drag, her severed head is just as valid as any other drag queen's severed head.
All severed drag heads are valid.
Amen to that.
Hey there.
Yeah! Yes, it's Rupert!
Mama!
She looks so good.
I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is that most of your fellow contestants have been brutally murdered. The good news is you made it to the top three!
Yay!
Oh, no.
Wait, damn.
But yay! No.
Now, get ready to meet me and the three completely unqualified people I chose to be judges on the main stage. Hit it!
Model girl, walking down the runway. Model girl, walking, 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 walking. walking forward, then to the side. Walk to the left, then to the right. Waddle girl, model girl, modeling, fashion, looks, runway walking. Model girl, model girl, give it, turn, walk, fierce. Welcome to the main stage of Rupert's Drag Chase. Let's say hello to our judges. First up, it's my BFF, Miss Hell Facade.
Hi, Ru. I was in the late 80s, early 90s girl group Reduction.
We know.
We had a song on the Security Guard soundtrack.
Yes, you're a valid person.
I deserve to be here.
Yes, you do. And up next is foul-mouthed fashion fiasco, Cardboard Creasley.
Hi, Rupert. I really want to f*** your hole with the Shetland ponies that I stole from my Aunt Bob.
Oh, that sounds fun. And finally, please welcome the hilarious Matt Rothfuss.
I've never done drag.
Exactly. And that's why you pose absolutely no threat to me. Now, I need the three of you to just sit there with smiles plastered on your terrified faces and laugh at all my jokes, okay? Because if you don't, I've got two words for you. Merle Ginsburg. And now, we're going to bring our queens out and say mean shit right in front of them, like they're not here. Get ready for our unconventional materials challenge, because we asked our three surviving queens to make outfits out of sheets of pasta, tomato sauce, and cheese. The category is Lasagna Eleganza. Welcome to the stage, Sassy Pants Dubois.
This look is kinda cheesy to me.
Oh, Gnocchi didn't.
I heard she's an EGOT. She's won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a rigatoni.
Wait, is that an angel hair wig? Up next is Bitch Please.
She looks like my mom's sister, or as I call her, Antipasto.
This is a real fettuccine Alfred, don't.
What a transformation. I don't even recognize her. If I saw her on the street, I'd walk right past her.
Is that from the Jaclyn Smith collection for JCPenney? And last but not least, it's Frida Be Me.
Well, I'm all out of lasagna puns. I don't know, something Olive Garden?
Wait, a joke about carbs.
I don't know, the Leaning Tower of Pizza?
Would you fucking morons please shut the fuck up? Silence! Bring the queens back in to the main stage to stand in a row at this time now. Please. Thank you. Hello, ladies. How are you feeling?
Terrified.
The bloated.
I don't feel great.
I mean, terrified.
Now, let's take a look at highlights from this week's super duper large sized challenge. Who wants to see a million shares? Remember, that was the challenge that the queens were all getting ready for in the last episode, but we've conveniently skipped over this entire episode. Let's take a look at how our queens did impersonating the one and only Cher.
If I could turn back time,
snap out of it.
Snap out of it.
Bob Mackey told me if I lost one more pound.
Oh, Nikki, don't drive!
Is that a share something?
Oh, it's a wagon wheel Watusi!
Jason, you put down that Crisco!
If I could not be murdered!
Oh, if I could turn back down! It's kinda dry like your vagina, Mama!
Wagon wheel Watusi!
follow this, you bitches.
Nikki, don't drive.
You know, I'm sorry, Sonny. I don't think you should go skiing.
What channel's QVC?
Turn back.
That was pretty solid.
I'm positively moonstruck after these performances.
Yeah.
Do you believe in life after Cheryl?
Thanks for sharing!
Condrag queenulations to our top three finalists. The time has come for you to lip sync for your right to stay in this godforsaken competition. You will be frantically moving your lips and permanently injuring your bodies to my latest song, Anything for Ratings. I want to see gymnastic jaw gyrations, major mouth movements, and expressive eye explosions. And the moment you feel as if you've pushed yourself as far as you can go and that you can't possibly give any more of yourself, I want you to look right at me and see your father's cold, expressionless face and remember that he never loved you and then give even more. Oh, and remember to just have fun with it.
Anything for ratings. Anything for ratings. The numbers do not lie. I've got shit to buy. Plot twist or a tie, you all are gonna die. Anything for ratings.
Hey girl, do you feel that?
Yes. It feels like currents of electricity are coursing from the speakers through this cheap aluminum platform duct taped together to make this main stage.
And through our bodies.
Oh, it feels like I'm being cooked from the inside out like a honey baked ham.
I bet that's not the first time you've been compared to a honey baked ham.
Well, judges, just between us chipmunk chums, what do you think?
This performance is electrifying.
Never underestimate the power of shock value.
You're literally on fire, Miss Thing.
Oh no, all three finalists have been accidentally electrocuted to death. And before my new song could finish, what a pity. If I could remember any of their names, this might be a sad occasion. Could we get a mop in here? It's starting to smell like honey-baked ham. Honey-baked ham, the perfect choice for your Thanksgiving family dinner.
Not so fast!
Gasp! It's free to be me! She's alive!
As the ultimate example of my personality, unicorniness, stardom, sass, and yowzitude, which we all know spells pussy, I am very badly burned, but still very much alive.
So am I.
Yeah, me too! I'm still alive, though I'm severely burned and disfigured.
Really? I didn't notice any difference.
Shady bitch.
What in the everlasting fuck is going on here?
This whole experience has been nothing but a series of gruesome atrocities that have left us all permanently scarred for life.
Oh, no, bitch. That was season 7.
I think it's high time we get to the bottom of all the grisly death and ghastly murder that has been happening on this soundstage.
And I suppose you've got it all figured out, haven't you?
I have a few theories. Perhaps it was Hugh Junk, the horse-hung camera operator who was willing to do anything to win an Emmy, who felt constantly objectified by the leering eyes of cock-hungry drag queens, and friend who was sleeping with one of the contestants, Holly Woodenvine.
Yeah, I sucked it. Like, four-thirds of it.
Bring Hugh Junk, the horse-hung camera operator, out here at once.
I'm right here. I've been operating the camera literally the whole time.
And what do you have to say for yourself?
Look, I'm completely innocent.
Okay. Now, what do you have to say to this photo of your five-year-old self?
Hey, little Hugh. My eyes are up here. I just want you to know, I'm proud of you, buddy. They're all going to make fun of you. They're all going to say you're dragging a wagon in the front. They're all going to say your schlong's too long. They're going to call you King Ding-a-ling. They're going to call you Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati. But remember, above all that, you're a cameraman. And you will one day win an Emmy.
Another possibility is that perhaps it was Priscilla, the bitter drag queen-hating producer of the show, who also happens to be a lesbian, even though that has nothing to do with whether she's a psychotic killer or not.
That's ridiculous. Not that I'm a lesbian, that part is true, but the rest of it is bullshit.
Or perhaps it was the very first contestant you sent home, Gary Bradshaw, who was so blinded by rage at being so unceremoniously eliminated so early in the competition that she flew into a murderous rampage.
No, it wasn't me. I'm still here. I've been competing in the game within a game. I made a little witch's broom out of pantyhose and plastic forks, and I think I am definitely going to crush this.
Frida be me. Three murder suspects stand before me. Only one of them will receive the title of America's first drag queen serial murderer maniac. Competition awards contest competition.
Not so fast, Rupert. Perhaps all along it was the jaded, disillusioned, ratings-obsessed host of Drag Chase, whose self-absorption and complete detachment from the realm of reality caused her to become completely unhinged and murder all of her very own contestants in cold blood.
Quiet! I've made my decision. For the first time in Drag Chase history, none of these four suspects shall be found guilty of these crimes.
What?
The time has come to reveal the true and actual killer of this two-part radio murder mystery series. As you know, the killer is always the very last person you would ever suspect.
So who the fuck is it, you crazy?
Tell us!
Look over there! A mysterious, backlit figure is emerging from the shadows in a billowing cloud of smoke to dramatically reveal themselves!
Hey, bitches!
Oh my gay god, it's Cher!
That's right, it was me! I killed all those annoying drag queens!
But how?
I put on a Bob Mackie black cat suit with a matching black sequin ski mask and just snuck around the set killing people. It was actually really easy. Security around here kinda sucks balls.
But why, Cher? Why?
Honestly, I was just sick and tired of people making fun of me on that tired game show parody, Who Wants to See a Million Shares for 73 Seasons. If I had to look at one more Adam's apple below a 5 o'clock shadow, below a hard-creased eye, below a black bang, below a cockatoo-adjacent headdress doing a lousy impersonation of me, I was gonna lose it!
Gonna lose it? You killed like 9 queens!
Well, that's true. You know, I've done a lot of embarrassing shit in my life. Dating Gene Simmons, those Lori Davis hair care commercials, that ABBA album. But this has to be my lowest.
Well, Cher, thanks to your lowest, we got the highest ratings we've ever gotten. So all is forgiven.
Really?
Sure. Just walk out of here now and we'll all act like nothing ever happened.
Well, works for me, bitch.
Anything for ratings.
I go, there's one more thing. I may have single-handedly turned this season of drag chase into a gruesome bloodbath. A bloodbath that was also slightly difficult to follow in an all-audio format. I mean, come on, guys. But Rupert, it is my opinion. That would be Cher's opinion. That's me, Cher. That we should still crown a winner.
Yes!
There is one very special queen here. A queen who has displayed the qualities of courage, bravery, and strength in the face of sheer and utter terror. So by the power faux fur vested in me as Cher, all supreme goddess of music and love, I hereby proclaim that the winner of season 73 of Rupert's Drag Chase and America's Next Drag Stupid Star is... Frida B.B.!
So it is randomly said by Cher, so it shall be done. Now prance, my queen!
Thank you! Oh, thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Thank all of you!
Now allow the music to be played!
You are the winner! You are the winner! You didn't lose! You won the show! You are the winner! You didn't lose! You won the show, girl! Congratulations! You are the winner. You are the winner of the whole darn show.
1 year later.
No, Marcus, I told you I only fly first class. And if they can't provide me with a limo full of go-go boys to and from the convention, I won't be attending. And lastly, Marcus, I'm not sure why you can't get this through your thick fucking skull, but only red M&Ms in the dressing room and white cocaine!
Hi, can I help you?
Double shot of espresso and make it quick.
Oh, wow! Frida? Hey, it's me, Karen! Remember, I was a real asshole to you like a year ago, but then ended up taking over for you here at the cafe while you went to Hollywood to be on that TV show?
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Uh-huh. So, are you back from doing that?
Oh, duh. Yeah, I am. I won. You got fat.
Well, actually, I'm pregnant. Sal and I are expecting twins.
My sperm is freaking spectacular!
Knock it off, Sal!
Shut your yap and wrap up the Halloween specials, would you?
Oh, fucking go to hell, you son of a bitch! Sunny side up something! Well, I am crazy about that guy.
Okay, I'm happy for you. I know this stupid star lifestyle was always my dream, but honestly, now I'm... envious of you normals. Sometimes the pressure to be a fierce, fabulous fantasy diva makes me wanna...
Makes you wanna what? Makes her wanna keep the door wide open for a possible sequel. Frida be me. Oh, wow. Scary. So many twists and turns. I mean, it was nuts. Are we still recording? What? No? Okay. Happy Halloween.
It was Cher all along. Can you believe it?
Who no. Knew? Well, yeah, I believe it, but I didn't know until now.
Well, you know what?
Podcasting, it's so cutthroat, just like Cher. Who knew? Who knew Cher was a cutthroat diva? She cut their throats.
Oh, I'm so glad you're alive. I'm glad you made it out of there. Are you the final girl? Wow.
I was top three. Thank you for joining us on this wild ride.
We thank you so much. And we here at Mom, we want to wish you a very happy Halloween season.
Get them PSLs ready, bitch.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Drag Slash Murder.
Drag Slash Murder is a Forever Dog and Moguls and Media production starring
Alaska Thunderfuck,
Willem Belli,
Meatball,
Jackie Beat,
Nadia Ginsburg,
Margaret Cho,
Latrice Royale,
Lady Bunny,
Lucy Stuhl,
Maureen San Diego,
Delta Work,
Bob the Drag Queen,
Jay Rodriguez,
Gia Gunn,
Laganja Estranja,
Manila Luzon,
Priyanka,
Angina,
Macy Rodman,
Big Dipper.
Conceived by Alaska Thunderfuck. Written by Jackie B and Alaska Thunderfuck. Sound designed by Will Pitts. Writer's assistant, Mariah Nicholas. Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, and Big Dipper.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.